Welcome to The Aesthetic Report, a podcast for skincare professionals who want to grow in their careers by hearing directly from the individuals who have been there, done that, and are paving the future of their industry. Join us for the latest in all things skincare, beauty, wellness, business, and more. From interviews with leading experts to the burning topics on your mind, The Aesthetic Report starts now.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to The Aesthetic Report, a podcast by Dermascope. I am your host, AIA President and Director of Education, Michelle D'Allard-Brenner. And as so many of you know, The Aesthetic Report is for skincare professionals who want to learn more about how to make it in the industry by hearing straight from our industry leaders. We have amazing one-on-one interviews about the latest dish on all things professional skincare. And today's episode is going to be another fun one. This episode's guest is a lady who really has it all. I love being able to say that. She's an amazing esthetician, a CEO, an educator, a dedicated mom, a polyglot, and even a salsa dancer. I can't dance to save my life. But ladies and gentlemen, all of you out there listening, it is the co-founder of Cyan Natural Clinical Skincare and Dermascope ambassador and contributor, Dasha Cyan Marchese. Dasha, how are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. We chatted earlier. I'm in South Carolina. Life is really, really good. I can't complain. No.
Well, I'm in Tustin, California. Pretty nice here too.
Yeah. Yes. No snowstorms for me. Nothing too major here. I guess maybe hurricanes or tornadoes every once in a while, but you have earthquakes.
We have earthquakes. Yes, we just had one yesterday. It was pretty funny because we realized that we have glass desks, and as soon as it started shaking here, my educator runs in and she's like, "What do we do? Do we get under the desks?" And I'm like, "Let's just go outside." So we're like hugging outside, but it was fine. We're so used to them, you know.
Yeah.
It's like pretty normal. Yeah. For us to have the earthquake. So we kind of did the thing where we panicked for a second. You know, I checked in with a nanny, with my husband. I'm like, okay, everybody's good. It's fine.
Everyone's good. Yep. Yeah. That's good. Back to business.
Yeah, exactly.
So Dasha, it's been, my gosh, 3 years since you and I last sat down together. And since then, my goodness, you've become a mom 2 times since then. And so many things are going on. How are you doing? I mean, that's a lot of changes in a little bit of time.
Oh, yeah. 3 years. That's incredible because it feels like we just chatted.
It goes by so quick.
It goes by pretty quickly. Yeah. So I had my daughter in 2021. And so she's 2.5 years old now. And I just had a little one and he is 5 months old.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. They're so cute and so funny. And yeah, it's a lot of life changes. I know my friends that have 2 kids or more, they've told me that, you know, having one is difficult, but then the transition from 1 to 2 is pretty hard.
But then once you get over 2, it just like kind of all rolls together. It makes it much easier.
Yeah. It's like 3, 4, 5, 8 kids. Yeah. It's fine.
And it doesn't matter anymore. You just add
doesn't
to
matter.
No.
So I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do, you know, more than two kids anytime soon. But, you know, things happen. So
things happen. Never know.
Things can happen. So right. No guarantee. But I'm very happy right now with my 2 little ones. Yeah. My daughter is a ball of energy. She is like as busy as they come.
Yeah.
We put her to bed and she bargains for about an hour. We want a juice and then we want an applesauce and then let's read a story and then we'll say goodnight because we're like, okay, it's time to go to sleep. Goodnight. Yeah, goodnight. So we leave the room and we have a camera there. So she quickly rushes to turn on the lights, then changes her pajamas 6 or 7 more times, you know, gathers her teddy bears. So it's quite funny.
But she occupies herself. So
yes. Yeah, so that's actually the good part because she can keep herself entertained. Right. And then my little one, he's just happy. He's like, I like milk.
Yep.
That's it. His life is like just drinking his milk and napping and being a cutie. So I'm really enjoying it. But at the same time, I need to work.
Yeah.
Not just because, you know, it's a financial thing and I can't just leave my work and be like,
right.
No, I have family now. So, you know, guys, do be on your own. But it's a fulfillment for me.
Right.
Yeah. I like to be here. I like to be useful. I like to see my students. I like to teach. I like to do all the industry things. And it's therapeutic because being a mom, you're just in your like sweatpants 24 hours a day with your kids. You're not thinking about yourself much. And coming into work, that gives you like a new breath of life, right?
It does.
It'd be helpful.
Yeah, it does. And I think it's not only healthy for the children to have that separation in a sense, but you make a really good point. It's really healthy for mom, especially somebody like yourself, who's used to going and running businesses and being on the ball. How has being a mom changed, if at all, your perspective towards your business or towards working or even towards yourself?
Well, that's a great question. I was very, very busy and driven in my, I want to say, quote unquote, younger years, because I'm still young, you know, a little while back. So as you know, my mom did get sick in 2013, and that really put everything in perspective for me work-wise. Whereas before, I was very driven. I wanted to do every single trade show, speak at every event. I wanted to produce as many new products as possible and just going 24 hours a day, really, without stopping. Mm-hmm. And her illness really put things into perspective for me. And I said, okay, well, this is, you know, I need to do as much as I can right now to keep my business going, but focus all of my time on my mom. Now, in this case, I'm realizing that it's different.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening to my kids if I'm not there.
Right.
You know, a few hours a day. It's actually good for them because my daughter goes to Montessori and I cannot give her the education that they give to her at school. Like, she comes home with a new word every day. They're doing crafts and arts and singing and, you know, all these educational bits that I have no knowledge on how to give her. So I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. Have her do that while I'm back at work. And it really does make me feel wanted here at work, you know, when I have my classes full, and it just gives me fulfillment on a personal scale.
Absolutely.
And then I know they're small now, but when they're older, I want them to know that mom didn't just sit around and just go, oh, you know, I had you kids and I had to leave work to take care of you. Like, no, I did both. And I want you to know that you can work as well if you want to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because it's a great profession, you know?
It is. And you know what? I think as you say that too, what comes to mind is it's all about choices. And these are choices that we make. And I often will work with professionals like, well, I'm pregnant, I'm going to have to close my business or this or that. And I try to get across, listen, anything is possible. You just have to figure out how to make it happen if that's important to you. And I had a very, very dear friend of mine who's no longer with us, but he said to me, he said, if it's something that is that important to you, you will always, always figure out a way to make it happen or to have it. And it's absolutely true. Parenting's the hardest job in the whole entire world, but running a business is no easy task either.
Yeah, I agree. This is so smart. Sometimes these big decisions really scare us, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes the fear is so overwhelming that you rush into the wrong decision just because you are scared.
Right.
And when you have somebody to advise you, when you have time, when you're calm and you can really think through the positives and the negatives, you can calmly make a list, like just go, okay, this is the pro, this is the con.
Yeah.
Let me just sit down here and really think. And the fear kind of falls off. And then you're like, oh, wait a second, I can do both. Like, I didn't have to make this really, really difficult decision.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And it's funny that fear almost you almost embrace it and it becomes like a really inspiring challenge. And you're just like, I've got this. I've so got this. And I always say to people too, I know a lot of people who are stay-at-home moms and absolutely love it and do a smashing job at it. I would have been awful.
Yes,
Awful.
same.
Awful.
Same, Michelle.
Awful.
Same. Because I don't
Yeah.
have I don't have a patience.
Nope.
I
Me
don't have
neither.
the patience to go like my nanny for the little one. I have a nanny while I come to work. Her
Sure.
patience is infinite.
Yeah.
No,
Thank
yeah.
God.
If he doesn't
Yep.
want to sleep for 5 hours straight, she'll
Yeah.
carry him or go on a walk to the park for 5 hours, and she'll walk him in the stroller until he falls asleep for 20 minutes, and she has no problem with it. She'll, oh, you little sweetheart, here's the
Yeah.
pacifier. And myself, I would be calling my husband going, Chase, something's wrong. He's not sleeping. I don't know what to do. Do we need to go to urgent care? Come here. I can't take it. I need to, like, give him over to you, because I don't have the patience. I think something
Right.
is wrong, right?
Yep.
I'm like
Yep.
freaking out, and other people are like, do, do, do. It's fine.
Right.
It's a baby. They cry all
That's
the time.
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Great. I love that. I need somebody like that, because I'm not like that.
No, I'm with you. Yep. See, we all have our places. We all have our places. Yep. So let's talk a little bit about business. And although Scion has so many award-winning tools and products for the treatment room that can really boost any business at any different stage, you don't want to discredit the power of retail sales. And I think this is just a great topic and a great question to throw at you, because I know how important it is too. And coming from an educator's perspective, when students are just learning how to do facials and about skincare, that retailing concept to them is just, it's so foreign and doesn't seem possible, but is so absolutely essential. So what is your advice for estheticians who say, well, I'm an esthetician, not a salesperson?
Oh gosh. Okay. So, Michelle, hitting the nail on the head here with exactly the phrase that I hear over and over and over again from my Estes. So, in the beginning of the question, you started it by saying there are so many great tools in the treatment room, and we have all the great products and modalities in the treatment room. Well, that's not enough, right? I think what we're missing here is the home care, and it's very, very important. It's not about selling stuff. It really is not. It's about the continuation of your treatment that you're doing to have them use the product at home. Let's say your facial is a once a month or once in 3 weeks type of facial. They need to continue, prolong the results, and then come back to see you for the professional treatment, right? It's not about selling. So absolutely 100%, right? We are professionals. We learn how to use our hands. We learn how to use modalities, products, how to make this beautiful results-oriented treatment. We don't go to school to learn marketing, selling, etc. Now, makes us feel like a used car salesman, trying to, they come out of the facial, and you have this anxiety where you have to approach them and say, would you like to, everybody's shaking, like, oh, I have a serum for you.
It's
Can you
true.
buy the cream? And then we have this fear that they're going to look at us and see through us that,
Right.
like, we're not genuine. We just want to make sure that we sell them all the stuff so they leave and they pay us a lot of money. Like, that's not, guys, that's not why we sell product.
Right.
You sell product because you want them to have a better continuing results at home. You sell product because this is product that you're working with that you can genuinely recommend, you believe in.
Right.
You sell the product because they're going to go and buy it somewhere else. And let's face it, they're going to buy it from Amazon, from Sephora, from
Yep.
Ulta, from Chanel. There's from a celebrity, there are so many places to buy product now. And if you think that they're not going to use anything, well, they have to use something. They're going to use something. So why not just
Absolutely.
listen to your esthetician who is taking you on a journey with your skin to treat it, either your acne or dry dehydrated or aging or hyperpigmentation or a blend of all of them or
Right.
just maintenance. It's just something that we're embarrassed of because we are not looking at it from the right
There you go.
perspective.
Yeah.
It's like we're embarrassed of it because we're trying to make them buy stuff, but that's not the point.
Which kind of leads me into my next question. So in a situation like that, what is it that that esthetician is missing that he or she feels as though they're just trying to sell something?
Yeah. So first of all, let's talk about products themselves. What kind of product would be great to sell? As you're doing a facial, so we have a little bit of an issue where, like, let's say a hairdresser, as the hairdresser is doing their thing, they have time to talk to their client.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of a barrier there. We are most of the time providing a silent treatment unless our client wants to talk to us, which kind of gets in the way of us going through every single product that we're using. So let's say for my acne clients, this is the only time that I will actually go through all of the products that I'm using, because most of the time those clients are awake for the treatment because they're getting extracted and zapped with a high frequency. And then you're also giving them those aftercare instructions as you're doing the treatment. So you're using the cleanser, you know, this is the cleanser. You do need to use it twice a day. And now, you know, we're going to go into the mask. Okay, this is a sulfur camphor mask. You're going to need to use it once a week. So you're kind of walking them through, especially if it's a teenager. Now, if it's just a person laying down for the facial, they're relaxed, they're asleep for the most part.
Right.
So you can't really walk them through every single product and describe the benefits. And maybe they don't want that. They've had a hard week. They just want to lay down and relax and fall asleep. So what we're missing, first of all, is yes, confidence. But second of all, we need to make sure that we're explaining the benefits. It's not about the product. You actually give them a whole routine to achieve the benefits. So for now, if she can afford cleanser, toner, serum, cream, SPF, that's great. If she can't afford all of that, we're going to go down the list. We can take out the toner, perhaps. Okay, we're going to say, okay, finish your cleanser. If you have a different cleanser, let's do serum, cream, SPF. And this is what you absolutely should be using to maintain and improve your results at home. This is about results. You can talk to them about ingredients and benefits of the product. And you also have to make sure that your client feels comfortable purchasing. Now, for myself, that means a nice area where they can browse at the end of their treatment. Let's say that they're going to come out of the treatment. You always offer them a glass of water. You can offer them some tea to relax. They go to browse the shelves. They want to see that you sell product.
Yeah.
They want to see that you have ample displays. There's lighting. It's inviting. They like to see that the products have prices on them. And I think this is also a little bit of a stressor for clients when they come in and then there's an unexpected expense at the end of the facial because they were hoping to pay X amount for the facial, right? Gratuity, whatever that may be. And now at the end, they have to buy product. So it takes the edge off when everything is labeled, when there are testers. If you have samples, great. If they can't come in, give them a sample. But when they see the price on it, when they have a little bit of time to browse on their own, when they feel the texture and the smell, it really takes the edge off of you trying to convince them to buy something.
Right.
It makes it a little bit of a more relaxed shopping environment for them. Yeah. I think. I don't know, Michelle. What do you think?
No, I agree with you 100%. And I think, you know, you use the word confidence, and that's key. Confidence is key. And through that confidence, you get confident in knowledge. So you've got to be confident, first of all, in yourself and your skills. And you've got to know that your products. You have to know your products and your ingredients so that you can explain why this particular cleanser, this particular serum is so important. And, you know, we even find, certainly with students in the school environment, but my goodness, Dasha, even with estheticians who have been out working for quite some time, don't keep up on ingredient technology and those things, because you know what? A lot of our ingredients cross-reference lines. They cross over and you see similarities in so many different ways. And then even if it's products that you don't carry or use, customers will come in and say, well, I'm using this. It has mandelic acid. And I say, oh, well, I don't have that. But instead, I have something that has, you know, lactic acid and, you know, glycolic acid or whatever it is. And I think that confidence in their knowledge to get that information across is really, is really important. And I'm with you. I often say, you know, not that I ever want to give up my services by any means, but I would rather customers invested in home care because I can provide the most amazing facial treatment. But if they leave and use something from, you know, Amazon or the market or soap and water, it just undid everything that they spent my time on and their money on. I agree. And you know, what's interesting is that we're talking about this. And I think, my gosh, we've talked about retail sales being important in our business forever, just forever. And it is, not to mention a huge revenue generator. And you nailed it when you said they're going to buy it someplace.
Yeah. And you know, retail is a necessary part of running a successful aesthetic.
Absolutely.
And you know what? It doesn't matter how good you are and how much your facials cost, but you are one person.
Yep.
And you can't just be, I mean, you need time to eat, sleep, go home and see your family, do all the other things that you need to do in the business. You can't just be doing facials 24 hours a day. You need to add on different ways of making revenue.
Well, and I think you also, by suggesting retail and being able to talk about it too, you also positioned yourself as a professional in a very different limelight with your customers. Because if not, they're on Amazon or they're at Sephora or wherever they may be, and trying to determine for themselves what is, this, you know, I think I have dry skin, I'm buying this, when in reality they have dehydrated skin and they really need something else. The important part is that we're the professionals. Let us make that recommendation.
And not only that, but as professionals, we get access to professional skincare.
Yes.
And not only that, we get trained on it. Look at all these great trade shows where you can go and take a manufacturer class for absolutely free, included with your ticket.
Yep.
You want to learn about a line? Go to the booth, go to the class.
Absolutely.
All the Zooms, all of the professional lines offer training.
Yes,
you can
absolutely.
Go to an in-person class, or you can go to, you know, you can go online into a class and learn everything you need. Pick a line. You know, several estheticians that I hear lately talking about how many lines they have. They have several lines in their arsenal.
That's interesting.
Gone are the days when just, you know, I only use this product.
Right.
Everyone I talk to, they say, well, I use this for all my all natural people. I use this for my people that want fragrance free. I use this for my people that want something fun, like the, you know, kind of fun Instagrammable masks.
Right.
This for my teens. You know, everybody has a lot of different lines that they're using. And I understand, okay, of course, the stance of consumers nowadays, right? They think they're so educated because they watch TikToks. You know, all of these little kids at 12 years old that have a 12-step skincare routine.
Yep.
But did they go to school?
Right. Well, and you know what? So at the exact same time that you're saying that, someone's also paying for that routine. So the money isn't an issue. You can't get caught up with, oh, I don't, you know, she doesn't really have that much money, he or she, so I'm not going to recommend this, you know, $75 serum. Because if the importance is there and the value is there to them, they will absolutely purchase that.
Michelle, you would be surprised. Absolutely regular retail brands. If you calculate the total spent at Sephora, it probably would be cheaper than the total spent at your local esthetician with professional products.
Isn't that amazing?
And the markup there is because of the brand, some packaging elements, some of the hype. It has nothing to do with medical grade / I don't even like to say medical grade.
No, so I know. Quality, just quality.
Quality.
Yes.
Quality product.
Yes.
Quality product.
Yes.
And it's just something that we need to be confident on as estheticians, because if we're okay with not bringing product in and really educating our clients, we are missing on all of these really smart clients that want to be guided, that want to have a relationship, that feel a sense of pride with associating with a local esthetician and really bonding and finding a good relationship there.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That is absolutely true. This episode of the Aesthetic Report is brought to you by Scion Natural Clinical Skincare. With a focus on purity, efficacy, and innovation, Scion offers a range of products and devices designed to elevate your practice to new heights. From potent anti-aging formulations to gentle yet effective treatments, Scion's products are backed by science and enriched with botanical extracts to deliver unparalleled results. Whether you're addressing the signs of aging, targeting problematic skin conditions, or simply enhancing your client's natural radiance, Scion has the solution. Join the ranks of leading estheticians who trust Scion to deliver exceptional results. Visit scion.net to explore their professional grade products today. So, Dasha, I'm going to ask you a question, and this is like, I'm probably putting both of us in the hot seat at the moment. I have had not only just students, but customers that purchase products. And it's a challenge when somebody says, well, I can purchase, and I'm not going to put brand names out there, but there are professional brands that people now can purchase on Amazon, or they can purchase in Sephora or some of those places. And so people often ask him, what would your reply be? Well, why would I buy it? I can just get it from Amazon. Or why should I purchase it? You know, you call it professional for the treatment room, but I just saw that in Sephora last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so here's the thing. First of all, you all know those clients that while you left the room, you leave the room to let them get dressed. They hurry to take pictures of everything so they could search it later and see if they can find a little bit of a better deal.
Right.
I know it's sneaky. Okay. Yeah, it's sneaky. Yeah. But here's the thing. Okay. They're trying to save $10, $15 maybe.
Right.
It's not malicious. It's just they're trying to see, oh, you know, where can I find a little bit of a better deal, et cetera. Okay. But what they're not realizing is that your professional esthetician has the freshest, most, how do you say this? Authentic.
Yeah.
Authentic product. You have no idea what they're selling to you from Amazon or any other kind of cheap discounted place. It could be sitting there for 10 years, expired already. You have no idea. You don't know if this product is authentic or if this is a copy. You're buying from your esthetician who purchased it wholesale from the actual manufacturer.
Yeah, like, that's a great explanation, right?
There's absolutely no comparison. They know where to get it. They get it from the source. It's like all those people getting sick from fake Botox.
Right.
If you go to a dermatologist and you trust him, do you think he buys it from the alley? He definitely does not.
Let's hope not anyway, right?
Yes, let's hope not. Yes, he definitely buys it from the correct place because there's only one correct place to buy it from. Some of the brands, they choose to do that. They're bigger brands. So I'm a very small brand. We don't sell on Amazon. And I don't want to do that just because I'm not interested in that. You know, right. I'm small. I want to keep it cozy. I don't have a minimum order for my estheticians. So, if you want to buy one serum, buy it from me. Why do you need to go explore somewhere else? It's still wholesale price. But some of the bigger brands, it doesn't really discredit them. You know, I can't say, oh, you know, this brand sells on Amazon, so it's not a professional brand. Like, no, it's still a professional brand. It's just, this is their sales channel. Yep. Sales channels have nothing to do with a brand's integrity or their quality. It just has to do with the choice that they've made, how big they are, and how much product is in demand.
Right.
If my was in demand like that, everybody wants to get it 24 hours a day from everywhere. My girls here can't fulfill that kind of demand. So I don't know what I would do, right? I'm not at the point yet, so I don't judge. My only judgment is when you don't buy it from the official, authentic, licensed place, right? Because these brands, they have their own shop on Amazon.
Right.
You can verify that you're buying it from them. So you know it's fresh and it's nice. But if you're buying some random, you know, it says the brand on there, but who knows? It's, you know, Jessica's Skin Store.
Right.
On Amazon, you have no idea how long it's been sitting there.
Right.
Just make sure you're buying it from authentic.
Right. Yeah.
But sales channels have nothing to do with quality. It just has to do with your company perspective, with your company size, and with the choices.
Yeah. Those are great explanations, and it's so true. Our industry has just changed so dramatically, and with being able to order things and being able to have access to everything. But you know what it goes back to at the same time? The one thing that a lot of the online stuff doesn't have is access to you and I, to estheticians, to someone to say, here's what you should be using and why.
Yeah.
So on that same note, and talking about retailing and all of this, tell me about drop shipping. Tell me, because I know that you guys do some drop shipping, and that certainly during COVID became essential. Where does that still play a role in your business?
So drop shipping is pretty interesting. Yeah, you're right. So we started drop shipping during COVID. And what was happening is our estheticians were calling us and saying, well, you know, I had to close my place and all of my clients are out of product now. And they don't want to come because they don't want to leave the house. And this was super early COVID, right?
Yeah.
So in comes drop shipping. Now, I'll tell you what the pros and cons of drop shipping are and what it essentially is. I'll preface right now by saying that I rather prefer to have stuff on hand for my clients than drop shipping. And this is the reason. So when my mom and I started in 2006, we were working in Malibu, and my mom was really struggling as an esthetician. Just financially, she was supporting myself and my grandma, and you know, she was a single mom, and we were trying to, you know, we purchased a condo and we had a mortgage and all of that. So it was difficult. And as a solo esthetician, she was renting a room. She didn't have money to buy into a line or put a lot of products on the shelf. So what she would do is a client would come in and she would use the products on them, and they would purchase a serum and a cream. Let's say that would be $100 for the serum and $100 for the cream. And her wholesale cost would be 50 for the serum and 50 for the cream.
Right.
So what she would do is she would say, great, go ahead and pay me $200 and you will receive the products tomorrow. And then she would take that $200, keep 100 for herself, and go pay 50 and 50 to the company and get the two creams.
Yeah.
So this was essentially your drop shipping model.
Drop shipping, right.
Drop shipping in a nutshell. So take the money up front, then you call your brand and you place an order. Now, what happens is we ship, or another company ships the order to your customer, doesn't include a receipt. There's just a packing slip. So they don't know your wholesale prices, and the customer receives the product in a couple of days.
Yeah.
The only disadvantage to this, as a human being, the power of instant gratification, it's underestimated.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's like they want it. Yeah. They want it here and now. Yeah. I don't want to wait for 2 days. I want it now. That's the problem. But the advantage is, if you don't have the money to fill up your shelf, this would be something that you can do to tie yourself over. Other brands do something that's called affiliate. A model where, let's say, you can put a code in, and instead of purchasing for 50% off, like your regular wholesale price, you would get some kind of a kickback, like you get a 20% or you get
10%
off sale for referring them to the site. But I'm not really into that, because the esthetician is not getting paid as much as they should be.
Right.
Like, your margin is not there. Why do that? You know, you might as well just do the wholesale method and get your 50%. But, you know, it's good to get started. It is a way to get you through. But just like we said in the beginning, the display, you know, products where you can see the product is already there, having it on hand, it's just so much easier. It really puts the confidence back in the SD to say, oh, I have the serum right here. Oh, what did you use on me? What was the last thing that you used on me in the facial?
Absolutely.
Oh, that was the sunscreen mist. I have it right here.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay, great. I'll take one.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Here it is. And go ahead. You can use it while you're getting in your car on your arms and this and that. It's just instant. Yeah, it's instant. Instant gratification.
And honestly, not that we haven't always really liked that, but in today's day and age, instant gratification is just... it's astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. And I've used the exact same motto in the treatment room for, oh my gosh, almost 30 years as an educator. And I say, you know, the easiest thing to say to somebody is, you know what, here are the products that I use during your treatment today. This is what you're going to use at home to continue with the beautiful results you see from your facial. And they're like, oh, okay. And you know, before you know it, they've purchased all of the product instead of one or two. And that's such an easy way instead of going through every product. And it's just, this is everything I use that I recommend for you.
Exactly.
And they are more likely to purchase all of that on the spot when it's sitting in front of them than one or two things.
Exactly. And I do the same thing. And it's so interesting because I will even write down like a little paper with everything that they need for it. And when they come out to check out and I go, okay, so this is everything. This is how to use. And then they're just like, yeah, I'll take it. And then rebook them for the next appointment.
Don't let them have
the next one. Or you do a series. That's it.
Yes.
Like I like to say, one facial is a treat, six facials are a treatment.
Yeah.
You're not, that's it.
That's
You're not
great.
Done after one. Like you are coming back here. You're not done.
Yeah.
This isn't just for fun. This is a routine. This is what we need to do. This is going to be a part of your life. It's skin health.
It absolutely is. And you know, what's funny is as an esthetician myself, I think my least favorite thing to do when I'm traveling is to have a facial. Because you know what? I know I'm not going to be back there. I'm not, you know what I mean? It's that type of a thing. I've got my routine. I've got my products. I do my thing. And establishing that relationship that keeps on going is so essential. And one of those things that has happened, my goodness, Dasha, and I'm going to say 5 to 8 years is that shift into estheticians becoming partners with their customers, that, you know, they're coming to us before their dermatologist, they're coming to us after, you know, their Botox and their fillers, what can I use on my skin, and really look into their esti to be their person to help them keep their skin as healthy as they can.
This brings us back to the point. You have to sell them the product because they rely on your knowledge and expertise. It's not about selling. Yeah, it's a nice little bonus to support your business, but it has nothing to do with being greedy or, you know, shoving something down somebody's throat. It's literally about skin health and trust.
It's so true. So let's kind of wind all of this into, you made several comments about your students. So
it's funny,
obviously,
they call them kids. It's so funny.
I know. So aside from, I mean, great business advice, I mean, Scion offers hands-on training on a number of different modalities, but can you tell some of our listeners more about the classes that you have and some next scheduled classes that you have coming up?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for letting me share.
Yeah.
So it is funny. I do call them students or kids. They're not kids. They're not.
No, I know.
they're Estes, you know, but to me, every one of my Estes becomes family and, you know, we keep in touch and it's so nice to see everybody on social media. I do go down my Instagram scrolling and I see everybody's before and afters and I see everybody so happy in their treatment room. And I just love to see Estes that love to learn because that's me. And there's so much to learn. Myself being in this industry forever, I still am excited to learn. And there's so much that I don't know that I'm excited to learn from other people. We have an immense number of topics that we train Estes on, actually retail sales being one of them. I have some webinars scheduled on that topic. We also have a number of in-person classes. So one of my classes that I like to host is a product knowledge class, but my most favorite one is our hands-on class, which encompasses manual cleansing technique, lifting massage, facial cupping, high frequency use, skin scrubber use, LED. We do everything in that class. So usually I'll have about 12 estheticians and then we'll have the first group go working on their partners.
Yeah.
Then we have a tasty lunch and we switch it up.
Yeah.
So then the girls or boys that were first working now are getting a facial and the other group is working on them.
Yep.
So pretty much you get a facial and you give a facial.
That's great.
And we have some networking there. We do everything. So all of my classes are in Irvine, California at the Lightstim facility. You have a tour of Lightstim as well from my husband, Chase. He'll take everybody in the back for manufacturing and show them the huge facility where all the LED products are made there, which is really, really fun. And the next one coming up is September 22nd.
Awesome.
So it's a full day.
Yep.
And we learn a lot. We get a certificate of attendance and we meet a lot of really cool people. So if our listeners want to come, they could just check me out on Eventbrite.
Yep.
It's cyan.eventbrite.com.
Perfect.
They could book their
class. That's awesome.
Thank you, Michelle, for mentioning that.
Absolutely.
It's so awesome. I get to invite a whole bunch of
SD. Yep, that's awesome. So Dasha, before we end, I have to play a game with you. But before I do that, we've covered a lot of topics and just great information. Is there anything that I missed that I didn't ask you that you want to share with our listeners and get out there?
Well, since we talked about retailing and sales, I just want to mention to all the estheticians, you know, before you make any kind of purchases, before you look into lines, products, devices, do your research. Find out everything, learn as much as you can from all the different manufacturers before you making your purchases and before you're selling anything. Make sure you have all the bases covered as far as like your sales permit and all of your, you know, legal things so you can do your taxes in the correct way so you're not stressed out about that. That's a part of our job that we're not, you know, we're artists, right? We're creating this beautiful, healthy skin, but we're not doing all this other stuff. And have all of your documents done, have your LLC, have your sales tax permit, and always, always reach out to professional brands. I can't stress this enough. Don't just think that the price that you see on the website is your price. All brands will have a special price for estheticians. So don't be shy. Reach out to brands. Find out what the wholesale price is. What is your margin? Can you sell in person? Can you sell online? Do a lot of research. It's fun. And the brands are here to support you. And if you need any help from any one of us at any of the professional brands, see us at a trade show, you know, email us, DM us. We're here. It's our job as seasoned people in the industry to welcome you, explain to you, and give back to you what we already know, because we take pride in this knowledge.
That's awesome. Yeah, Dasha, that's so factual. That's huge. And, you know, that's how you've become so successful. It's that commitment to helping others be successful at the exact same time. That's great.
I want everybody to be successful.
Yes.
Like literally, I want you guys to be like, just like happy, be able to provide for your family doing what you love. And that's our goal. Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for that. So now we're going to play a game. And this is the first time we've ever had this. So this is thanks to your expertise and the things that you know. We're playing the language game today, Dasha.
I love languages, Michelle.
I know.
I always say I would be like a translator if I was not an esthetician.
Oh my gosh.
It would be, you know, the simultaneous translation that happens.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
And somebody is going to be like, "Добрый вечер, сегодня с вами." Yeah. And then I would go, "Good evening. Today I'm welcoming you from the..."
This is me. It's amazing. And I can tell you, with all of the traveling I've done and the needing to have a translator with me at all times, it's amazing to be able to do that. I mean, that is just...
I'm like the CIA too. I like to tune into people's conversations. Yeah. And my husband's sitting there. He's like, okay, what are they speaking over here? I go, that is Polish. What are they saying? I go, I don't really speak that much Polish. I know like a few words, like I know dzień dobry, and he's like, okay, yeah, it's fine. He's like, how am I supposed to know all of these languages? Like,
that's awesome. All right, so today's language game, we've got I believe three different clips, and we're going to play the video, or we're going to play the sound clip and listen to the whole audio clip. And then at the end, you'll have a choice of three different languages. And you have to see if you can choose which language the clip
is. This is fun. I love this.
Okay.
Play with me. Let's play all together.
Okay. All right. Let's go with the first one.
Так как вы настолько скрупулезно выполняли все инструкции, предписания врача, то все, что сейчас у вас так все хорошо, это просто закономерный итог. Да. Я знаю, я надеюсь, это...
There you go.
Yeah, since you've been following the doctor's instructions, everything is going to be fine. This is just a...
Oh my God, that's awesome. I love
the lady,
it. Okay.
The lady's voice is so monotone.
Yeah. That's great. Okay, round number two. Ready?
Платье белым воротком вышит, купила, потому что я на себя смотрела, чтобы она покороче была, она такая же. Это все пакете. Я внутрь вложила, ты откроешь прям вот я большими буквами телефон на.
It's Russian, Russian. It's so funny. It's like a lady talking to her friend about what she like putting some phone in a bag or something. It's like
it's well, here's the funny thing is I don't know if I ever if I didn't have the options that were Mandarin, Russian, and Korean, I knew it wasn't Mandarin or Korean.
Yes, yes. Yes, for sure. 100%. Yes. Yeah, there's an Eastern European sound to it, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Okay. And our last one, let's go.
I love it.
Caminare, caminare. Oye, pero...
¿Es español?
Yeah, that was caminar, I had Italian and pero, but I'm like, oh, I know.
Oh, sí, sí, es español. Michelle va a usar mucho español en España, ¿verdad?
Oh, no. My Spanish un poco.
Hablo un poco de español.
Yes, yeah. I have to tell you, we had some contractors that were here working at the house. And I just went into like my little bit of Spanish and they all kind of just looked at me, what was it? Hola, buenos dias, doing the whole little thing, like trying to feel like so good about myself. And afterwards the contractor was here and he goes, Michelle, he goes, they're Portuguese. I'm like, oh my goodness. That's why they were all laughing at you.
You could have said, bom dia, bom dia. It's interesting because I used to work in Macau for a while and the two languages are it's Chinese, but it's also Portuguese because it was a colony.
Oh, geez.
So everywhere everywhere on the walls, it would say parabens, parabens, parabens. And I go, they're really into their skincare here. There's so many parabens. What is with this parabens? And then I actually discovered it means congratulations in Portuguese. Parabens. I was like, what? I thought it was a skincare thing.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know what? We should look at it that way. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Dasha, thank you so much. It was just an absolute pleasure having you today. And we'll have to just mark this. Like once every 3 years, we'll redo this again. We'll come back together.
I say every 3 months and then we just play the game.
Oh, that's great. I may even learn something by then. Who knows?
Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be Dasha's free Russian tutoring.
That's great.
Like,
that's great.
I'm not going to Russia anytime soon, but.
Yeah. Sure. No, probably not.
No, probably not.
Dasha, thank you so much. You are amazing. Keep up the great work and congratulations on the beautiful babies and your family. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll get to chat with you again real soon.
I hope so too. Thank you, Michelle. This was so much fun.
It was fun. All right, everybody. Again, this was Michelle Dialer-Brenner and The Aesthetic Report, a podcast by Dermascoped. Loved having everybody along. Everyone take care and we'll chat next month. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Aesthetic Report. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss an episode. If you love the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and tell all your SD besties to give us a listen. And don't forget, the education doesn't stop here. The Aesthetic Report is one of many platforms offered by Dermascope. Visit dermascope.com for more education and industry news from the Authority on Professional Skincare. Stay tuned, and we'll see you next time for another episode of The Aesthetic Report.